It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Memorial Day weekend. A very somber weekend, but a lot of fun for baseball as we remember those who gave their lives in the wars and conflicts that we've had over the history of our country. So it is Memorial Day weekend. It is one of the markers of a baseball season. The first couple of months are down, and the San Francisco Giants are putting it together. They are gelling, and we've said this, it's coming. I saw it about a month ago, and they are seizing the moment. The Giants are absolutely doing it, and it's starting to feel a little bit like 2021. Not 107 wins, but beating the teams they're supposed to beat. And they did it last night against the Brewers, winning that one 15-1. 19 hits for the Giants last night, a couple of errors. The Brewers, one run, four hits in the whole game. A couple of errors there. They both left seven on base. Alex Wood got the win, his first of the year. Took him into the sixth inning, only three hits and a run given up. Freddy Peralta got hit hard for the Brewers last night. Two and a third innings, eight hits, 10 runs, five were earned, two homers, a walk, and four strikeouts for him. Tristan Beck finished it up, three and a third for him. He got a save. How do you get a save in a 15-1 game? Well, you go three innings, and that's the way it happens. He went three and a third, only gave up a hit, no walks and two strikeouts, and he gets his first save of his major league career. Tyro Estrada did not play last night. He's got a little bit of a wrist thing going on. And Willy Adames, a scary moment for the Brewers last night, got hit by a foul ball. Sitting in the dugout, Brian Anderson walloped one, line drive, hit Adames sort of in the side of the head. He left the field under his own power. No fractures. He is in the hospital overnight, and they are going to put him on the injured list today. So that is what happened with Willy Adames. Meanwhile, the Giants, they've won 9 of 11. They're now over 500 at 26-25. They're pitching since May 15th, other than the Chicago White Sox. And watch the White Sox in the Central. After seeing Minnesota, I've got a lot to say about Minnesota. White Sox may be the team to watch there. Their pitching is 2.15 on the earned run side, and the Giants 2.53 going into last night's game, so they lowered it a little bit last night. That's the second best in baseball. For the Giants, the runs came easily last night in the second inning. Conforto, just get ready for this. He got a walk, and Mitch Haniger hit his third homer of the year, a shot 413 feet, put the Giants up by a couple of runs. Yaz gets a double, and then Patrick Bailey, the first of his four hits last night, drives in a run, makes it 3-1 in the third inning. They go up 4-1, a J.D. Davis double is in the middle of that, a Haniger double is in the middle of that, a Schmidt single, another Bailey hit, and a Wisely three-run homer. How about that for Brett Wisely, his second of the year? Two strikes, a three-run shot, and the Giants are up 10-1, and they really never look back. J.D. Davis, another double. Conforto, a hit. Haniger, a hit. Schmidt drives in a run. J.D. Davis, a two-run homer with two out. Bailey, another RBI and a double, makes it 15-1. So you get the idea. They just hit the ball all over the place last night. In May now, the Giants are 15-9. Against the Central, they're 7-2. Now, against Milwaukee in this series, they've taken the first two games. They're 4-1 up on the year now. And the run differential in the first two, 20-1. They got the shutout in the Alexander Open game on Thursday night. And then, of course, last night, 15-1 over the Brewers, who are really in trouble. You look at this Brewer team, and I've said this all year long, they don't hit a lot. They've got a good bullpen. They've got the guy at the end of the game. We'll talk about today's pitcher, Corbin Burns, he has not been the same as last year. And this is a team that is going to be in trouble, I got a feeling, and the Cardinals will be the team to watch eventually in this National League Central. The Giants, as I say, are up 2-0 in the series, 4-1 on the season series. And in May now, they're 15-9 after a slow April. Giants are putting it together in May. On the road now, they're 11-14. You want to get that up to 500. They've got a chance to close that gap before coming home Monday against the Pirates. How about this last night? Giants with runners in scoring position, 9-20. As I just gave you the sort of the litany of how they scored their runs, 9-20 with runners in scoring position. They just never let up. The Brewers, on the other hand, 0-6. Wow. On the trip now, the Giants are 4-1, and they have pitchers. How about this stat? They've given up 4 earned runs or less 12 straight games. And when you pitch like that, you're going to win. And I tell you, I said this before, I think they're going to be in first place before you know it. And we'll talk about some more crazy predictions as the show goes on today. Last 10 games, they've hit 9 homers. Hadn't hit many homers on the trip until getting loose last night. And they certainly knocked the ball out of the park. It's a 422-foot shot, his ninth of the year, 29 RBIs for him. But how about Patrick Bailey last night? 4-for-5, he's got 7 RBIs since coming up. Very smooth receiver behind the plate. Casey Schmidt hitting .343 now with 13 RBIs. Conforto scored 3 more runs last night. He's a good baseball player. J.D. Davis had 8 bases in the game last night, a homer and 2 doubles. Things are going well for the San Francisco Giants right now, and they come home Monday, take on a Pirates team that, believe it or not, hit 7 home runs last night against Seattle, and that tied a club record. You got to go back to 1947, 2002, the last time the Pirates had 7 home runs in a game, and they come in Monday to face the Giants. The Dodgers got beat last night by Tampa Bay. And 19,000 showed up at the Tropicana Field or whatever they're calling it down there. Not a great crowd for a team that is just unbelievable. They are 25-5 at home. They've hit 99 home runs. Tampa Bay is 38-15. And every time they win a game, the Orioles, Yankees, Red Sox, whoever loses a game, they get further back in that American League East. What a story for Tampa Bay. They've got a player, Bruce and I will talk about this today, Yandy Diaz, hitting .333, 12 homers. He scored 37 runs, 29 RBIs, and he's on base is .435. Wow. And there's more where that came from, as they like to say. Tampa Bay is really playing good ball. So they beat the Dodgers last night. Tyler Glasnow goes today for Tampa Bay. Kershaw for the Dodgers. Arizona's a game and a half back. Now, keep in mind the loss column again. The Dodgers 21, Arizona 22. The Giants at 25 losses. They're 4.5 back. San Diego, a good win for them last night over the Yankees. Soto, a monster home run for him. They've got 27 losses. They're 6.5 back, and Colorado trails the field. Pirates coming in, as I said, on Monday. McCutchen and Reynolds last night, the top of their order, 5-for-9, 4 runs scored, 5 RBIs, and 2 home runs for those guys last night. Jorge Soler, homer number 16 for the Marlins last night. He's homered in 4 straight. And we've got so many stories going on. The Marlins, 6 straight games with 11 hits. Milwaukee's got now a half-game lead over Pittsburgh. This is a good time of year for baseball. It really is, as the story is going to kick in. And the best story in baseball right now may be the San Francisco Giants, winners of 9 of 11, and they are putting on a real rush in this National League West. All right, is Logan Webb Day today? Giants' best pitcher goes today against Corbin Burns, Cy Young Award winner, and we'll come back and talk about that. But next up is Evan Wiebeck from Milwaukee. He covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. We'll talk some ball with Evan as we come back right after these messages.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.